in my experience, the worst people to deal with are the athletes. None of them use condoms, really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, I mean, you could just fuck an athlete. They're really done.
I'm going to be honest.
This is who Dion brought to talk to these young boys. My chicos. Well, y'all, welcome back to Chico's World. Hey, bro, Brittany Renner is a predator, and she's on the loose. Deion Sanders brought Brittany Renner to teach his team a thing or two about life. Bro, there's a couple questions I got for this. First off, Deion's a legend. Him doing this just adds to his stock. Not only did he get the number one player in the nation to come to an HBCU, he brought Brittany Renner to talk to his students. First off, I don't think she's trying to recruit anybody from you know, that's not like D1. Because if y'all don't know who Brittany Renner is, bro, she wrote a book about every dude she smashed in the industry. And then she scouted out PJ Washington when he was 17, 18. She was like 26 going to his, what did he play for? Duke? I think he was Kentucky. Used to go to Kentucky just to scout. She literally scouted him out like she's an NBA team. Ended up getting pregnant. Like, had this man boohoo crying for the world to see because she kept the baby captive, wouldn't let him. Like, it was a whole... And then she started bragging about it, laughing about it. Talking about she don't feel sorry for him. Bro, this girl is pure evil. I know y'all seen, what's that movie? That Tyler Perry movie. Old girl, but he's like, you're evil. Like, bro, she's pure evil. But anyways, Deion brought her to talk to the students and talk about, I guess, life. Now, I haven't seen the video yet, so we're about to react to it together. But what Deion said was, this would have saved him $20 million like 20 years ago when he was in the league. If he knew, like... I don't want to know, why would she agree to, like, ain't this making her look bad? She basically embracing, she's like the Amber Rose, like, trying to embrace the wholeness. And then the thing is, like, bro, like, you would think, like, no one would try to wife her knowing she a hoe. But they try to wife Steve Harvey's daughter. Who was that? Michael B. Jordan, right? Everyone trying to wife her, so... Bro, we don't care. Like, we got, as men, this just the men, bro, we got to do better. You got to smash the side chicks, bro, but you don't wife the slutty tutty. You don't wife them. You don't, but anyways, Deion Sanders said this would have saved him $20 million. He said, if I had her in my ear, if I had been sitting in that room at Florida State and I had her come and lay it out like she laid it out, if I would have had that, I would be at least $20 million richer. Because I think he went through a nasty divorce. He said, well, everything cost him $20 million. I didn't know he went through a divorce like that. I didn't even know he got divorced. I know he got kids playing in the league. Not in the league, but they in college playing. And I heard he's pretty nice. I think he quarterbacked. But I didn't know he went through a divorce. But this is my thing. Even no matter what she said, bro, that would have changed. Deion, prime time. Like, bro, no one could have said would have stopped Deion from being him. Y'all remember that song? I mean, I don't remember because I think I was a little jit when he actually came out with that one song. I forgot how it goes. I don't know. It's all about the money or something. But bro, like, he was on top of the world. Nothing this girl say would change the minds. And like, I don't know what message he was really trying to get out of bringing her, rather than just don't let these girls use you. And they are only after one thing. I think that's the only message. I just don't know why Brittany Renner would agree to this, but We about to react to the video. We about to check out everything she say. I don't know what all she could say, but let's go. She's coming in. She's scouting. She's like Terminator. Hi. Looking for her next victim.
Hi. Hi.
The thing is, bro, these dudes ain't taking this serious. That's the other thing. Like, I think this is a waste of time. I think this is just an act, you know, to get everyone talking about it. Because, bro, these dudes will wipe her up right now if they hit. If she actually pointed one of them out and said, yo, here go my number, they going to do it. Like, this is dumb. Is Dion smashing her? Hold on. Is Dion smashing her? Look at him. They don't know how to act.
Calm down now, calm down.
Can you introduce yourself and let's go from step A to Z because we got to kind of show these guys the other side
right. Of
game.
Bro, she's proud of what she did. That's the crazy part. You
blessed us with your presence so they could understand from your point of view how this game is played.
So my name is Brittany Renner, aka Bundle of Brittany on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have been on social media for almost...
Joke ain't took notes all year, but now you want to take
it. Hey!
And that's how the game starts, with the phone.
Right.
They go on Instagram, and they see you. And what happens? They try to get off in them DMs. And kind of take us on the journey of how this is played out.
I mean, honey, like, I feel like my DMs, it's like a Nike store. There's nothing but checks. So it just, for me, I feel.
Bro, she did not just say her DMs look like a Nike store because he got nothing but them verified checks, which means all the celebrities are hitting her. Is she about to do a tell-all right now?
I feel like.
Hold on. They missed that game.
Nothing but blue checks.
Nothing but blue checks.
They missed that game right there.
A whole scroll.
It's like a Nike store.
It's like a Nike store. There's nothing but blue checks. So honestly, when you reach a certain status, you can have the pick of the litter. So for me.
She don't mean checks. Paper. She mean.
Yeah, we
I'm talking
got
heavy
it.
Hitting. Some of y'all's favorite rappers, NBA players, football players. It's like, to me, once you reach that level just of popularity,
why she spread
the world
open
is your
like
oyster.
That.
You can do whatever you want. And for me, my whole journey on here, I felt like my life almost felt like I was in Disney World, like I lived in Disney World. Like, you get to skip the line. You get privilege. Like, people just want to be next to you. They don't even see you as human anymore. And you can either, you know, use it to your advantage and maybe abuse it, or you can, you know, try to make something happen. So a lot of guys who are in my DM, you're in my DM because I'm Brittany Renner. So naturally, if you play a sport.
Cap. Bro, I'm calling Cap, right, bro. They not in it because you Brittany Renner is your name, like your name ring bells or nothing. They doing it for one thing. They want to smash, bro. It's so cap.
It's kind of like, well, that's an incentive to talk to you. A lot of times, women.
Bro, she acting like if you with her, like you getting something like out of the deal, besides smashing. She acting like her name is gonna help your career out. You smashing Brittany Renner ain't gonna help nobody's career. Look at PJ Washington. PJ Washington ain't on no LeBron. Bro, he's not even the top three player of the Hornets.
Man, in general, everybody wants something.
Thank you.
Everybody wants something. So it's a like nut. Even if we both have our own thing going on, me still being with you is a good look because you boost my stock. Just like you boost my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I boost your stock.
What stock is she boosting? It's kind of like, bro, she's so lying. Like, she a lying asshole, bro. What? How is she boosting your stock? The only thing is, she you boosted her stock. If she didn't mess with these celebrities, bro, no one would know who she is.
Like a give and take, but you have to be aware of what you're signing up for. You're trying to, you want to make it to the NFL, and it's kind of like, you do understand there's a lot that comes with that, right? There's gonna, like, how, it's, to be able to decipher who really loves you for you, I think that's like the billion-dollar question we're all wanting to know.
This is how the game is played.
Well, she's like, contradict yourself, like, who gonna love you for you? If it reminds me of that 50 Cent song years ago. I know you don't love me. You ain't the same with 50 Cent around. I know you don't love me. You ain't the same with Jay-Z's around. Bro, how? She's looking for love. But it's gonna be hard for her to find it, because if I'm a celebrity, bro, and Chris Brown my homeboy, and I know Chris Brown smashed you, why am I going to try to wipe you down? I might try to smash, but that's about it. Smash and pass. Smash and pass. Just like weed. Puff, puff, pass. Smash and pass.
Please know that. We putting you up on game, because some of y'all going to make it. I hope, pray all of y'all make it, even if you make it in the business. And
bro, Dion's acting like Dion should have brought an old football player to tell them about how to, you know, how to adjust, how to deal with gold diggers, how to balance their money, how to have a work ethic, how to do all this stuff, how to just, you know, start buying stocks and shares and everything, how to invest. She's not teaching nothing. She just acting a fool. She just getting a little more shine. Like, it would have been better if he should have brought out some of his old players to come try to talk to the kids. Guaranteed, bro, you brought out Ed Reed. It'll have a bigger impact. Everybody respect Ed Reed. Ray Lewis. I don't know who's on Florida State when he played, so I'm just going off of old players I know. I don't know.
That's a whole nother category of game. In that world, too, they just dress it up a little different.
Yeah.
The game is the same. Only thing changed is your name.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I just spit right there.
Is he crying?
You are useful, and it's better to be useful than useless. So you just have to have that understanding that, okay, I have something to offer. You know, whether that's financial, status-wise, whatever. And people do see that as a bonus to be with you. There's nothing wrong with that, because you both, like, both of you can have stuff going on, but you just have to be aware nobody is just here for nothing. It's just about figuring out who could be there during the times of adversity. And you would only know that going through adversity. Like, if you had an injury and you weren't able to play, or just for even a short amount of time, like, there are just certain things you're gonna have to just see for yourself. You guys get in these situations where you have your favorite person or you're in a relationship and y'all wanna play. Like, there are repercussions to everything that you do, good, bad, or indifferent.
That's
because
true.
There is a cost at telling the truth, but there is an even greater cost when you lie.
That's a good game with
that
girl.
So as a man, you be prepared to stand on principle. So if you want to lie and you want to cheat, you
she
know, want to like
talk about principles.
Then you got to accept it how it comes.
She ain't got no damn principles
behind it. I feel, but there is an even greater cost when you lie.
That's a good game, girl.
So as a man, you be prepared to stand on principle. So if you want to lie and you want to cheat, you know, just like in my situation, then you got to accept it how it comes. Accept what comes behind it. I feel like a lot of men do cheat. Because they are afraid of, well, what if I'm being faithful and I'm just a duck and she's cheating or lying on me? But the thing is when you cheat, you're really only cheating yourself out of something real. Because the relationship is only gonna go as deep as you're able to go with yourself. And so if you're committed, as a man, you gave this woman your word. If you're committed and you don't honor that commitment, then really what are you worth? And where are you going?
What
are
she talking about?
You're wasting your own time. So I don't know if it's just like a hypothetical situation, but I feel like if you're gonna cheat on whoever you're with, then just leave. Have some respect for yourself and leave.
See, when y'all get my age and my stage, you gotta learn how to listen. Because when you listen, a woman really tells on herself. Do you understand how passionate she was about that? Did you understand how passionate she was about that? Either adding to me or helping me multiply, or you subtract and divide. And all those people that subtract and divide, the little pettiness and all that, they gotta go. They're in there for just a moment, because I dismiss them, I flush them, and move on to the next page. I don't even look back.
I can respect anyone's truth, but I do not f- with liars. Once you lie one time, your credibility is shot. Right. Like, there's nothing left to discuss, because you don't even respect yourself enough to tell yourself the truth. So if you're gonna, like, that's cool, you lie to everybody else, but don't lie to yourself.
That's right.
Don't lie to yourself. So for me, whatever you put out into the world, you have to get back. It's the karma cafe where you're served what you deserve.
So, well, what you're saying is true.
You keeping it 100 and being authentic with us. Let's clap it up for a baby.
Thanks, guys.
They gonna stand up. They gonna stand up. I mean, everything she was saying, like, is true, but they could have had anyone say that. Anyone could have told you about you shouldn't cheat. Like, didn't she cheat on PJ, though? Like, what really happened between her and PJ? Hold on, what is this right here?
In my experience, the worst people to deal with are the athletes. None of them use condoms, really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, you could just fucking athlete. They're really done.
I'm going to be honest, bro. This is by far one of the saddest stories I've had to cover on this channel. So just hopefully you guys could take a cautionary tale out of this. Usually we upload this type
this of- This is who Dion had.
The athlete. In my experience, the worst people to deal with are the athletes. None of them use condoms. Really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, you could just fucking athlete. They're really done.
I'm gonna be honest.
This is who Dion brought the top to these young boys. The bitch came out and said, bro, she came out and said athletes are dumb. You can get over on them because they won't use condoms. Bro, we gonna wrap it up here. I ain't got time for this. Hit that subscribe button, and we out. Hey.